After a siege of 2 weeks, the Kainuka were forced to surrender unconditionally. Muhammad would have been expected to massacre the men and sell the women and children into slavery, the traditional punishment meted out to traitors. But he acceded to Ibn Ubay's plea for clemency and spared them, provided that the whole tribe left Medina immediately. Kainuka were ready to go. They had taken a gamble, but had underestimated Muhammad's new popularity. Neither their Arab allies nor the other Jews protested. Tribes had often been driven out of the oasis during the internecine wars before the Hijra, so this expulsion was part of a process that had started long before Muhammad's arrival. Bloodshed was avoided, but Muhammad was caught in a tragic moral dilemma. The justification for the jihad against the Quraysh had been the Muslims' exclusion from their native city, which was condemned by the Quran as a great evil. Now, trapped in the aggressive conventions of Arabia, he was compelled to eject another people from their homeland. The people of Medina anxiously waited for the inevitable Meccan attack. Since Abu Jahl had been killed at Badr, and Abu Lahab had died shortly afterwards, Abu Sufyan was now the leading chieftain of the Quraysh and a far more formidable opponent. In the late summer, a contingent of Muslim raiders captured a large Meccan caravan. Abu Jahl would have retaliated immediately, but Abu Sufyan did not allow this defeat to interfere with his long-term objectives. He simply intensified his preparations, building up a large confederacy of Bedouin allies. Once the winter rains were over, 3,000 men with 3,000 camels and 200 horses left Mecca on March the 11th, 625, and began their journey northward. After a journey of little over a week, they camped to the northwest of Medina, on the plain in front of Mount Uhud. The Medinis had only a week's notice of the Meccan advance. There was no time to get the crops from the field, but Muhammad and the other chiefs managed to bring in the people from the outlying areas and barricade them into the city. The experienced warriors urged caution. It was very difficult to sustain a siege in Arabia, and they suggested that everybody should stay behind the barricades and refuse to engage with the Quraysh, who would eventually be forced to retire. But after the victory at Badr, the younger generation wanted action and managed to carry the day. Muhammad, who was not the supreme commander, had to bow to this disastrous decision. The main Jewish tribes refused to fight, and Ibn Ubay withdrew his men from the army, so on the following morning, Muhammad faced the Quraysh outnumbered 3-1. As the two armies began their advance, Abu Sufyan's wife Hind marched behind the Meccans with the other women, singing war songs and beating their tambourines. The Muslims were routed almost immediately with a brilliant charge by the Meccan cavalry. Muhammad was knocked senseless, and word spread that he had been killed.